Oh, hey. Yeah, so I'm not quite sure what happened, but thank you so much for coming over. I know it's late. Yeah, I know you weren't sleeping. You're always up like me, but still. Okay, yeah, so here it is. I was able to get the water off, but I cannot get the pipes to reconnect. These are the only tools I have. The work? Great. Yeah, I was just like cleaning up the kitchen when I heard just the strangest noise, like a rushing noise. And then I just saw water starting to fall out from under the sink and all over the floor. Thank you again for coming. You're always swooping in and helping me with things like this. Wow, you're already done? Now I feel really bad. All this fuss over something so small, and it literally took you like 30 seconds. I feel really ridiculous now. Here, let me get you a drink or something. Oh, no, please, please do not make me feel any worse by saying no. Ah, great. Thank you. Head on to the living room and I'll meet you on the couch. There. Oh, that's better. Well, I mean, I know it was an easy fix, but for a few moments I was like high panic mode. Thank goodness for you. Good? I know, just something new I picked up. We work so hard, we deserve to be treated to the finer things in life, don't you think? Speaking of work, you had a long week. Busy, busy. And here I am, disturbing your night with loving help. Let me just thank you with a little something extra. Oh no. Ridiculous. It's just a small shoulder rub, and you're so tense. Just a couple minutes. Come on, we're good friends. It's okay. Oh, your neck is tense too. See, doesn't that feel good? Oh, the cookies. I'm glad you enjoyed them. They were meant for you. It's fine you didn't share. Huh. I can't quite get the angle here. Let me just come around and sit on your lap. There. Now I can get your neck a little better. And your shoulders again. Your chest. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. We seem to have been doing this little dance for a while now, and Oh, wow, that was. Did you like that? Good. Are you all right? You don't look so good here. Come with me. I think you should just lay down for a minute. It's okay. You can lean on me if you want to. There we go. Just a few more feet. Hey, sleepyhead. Oh, please, please don't pull too hard against the restraints. You might hurt your wrists. Just calm down. You're still a little weak and groggy from the drugs. Don't look at me like that, darling. I barely gave you any. Just enough to knock you out long enough and prepare you. Yeah, so now you notice you're naked. I promise I've hardly been looking. Surprised? You've known me for a while now. Anytime you've taken off your shirt, I always blush and turn away. I know that I kind of sprang this on you, but I'm still the same sweet girl next door. Same girl you can laugh with. who needs your help fixing her sink, even though it took you, like, 30 seconds to do so. Oh, no, shh. No one will hear you with that gag in anyways, so don't go and strain your voice, okay? You're safe with me, I promise. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm crazy, that I'm some sort of monster, but I never hurt you. I need you too much. If I keep waiting on you to give me what I need, I don't think I'll ever get it. And I've just waited so long already. I've been waiting for you to make your move. I thought for sure that after you dumped your last girlfriend, you'd come over. I'm a sure thing. You're just too sweet and polite. But this is what we both need. I have to admit, though, this is not the way I expected you to give me our first child. I mean, I expected tenderness and maybe even marriage. Definitely, I didn't expect, Are you shaking your head at me? Are you trying to tell me you don't want to be a father? You could have fooled me, babe. I've been listening and watching you for a while now. Like any good neighbor would. And, well, the way you say you want a family someday, the way you never shy away from taking care of babies or playing with the kids of the neighborhood. I've even seen you notice the way you stare at the pregnant bodies of the women you see. Oh, the desire and longing in your eyes. Still holding out on me, huh? Well, the way you stiffen up and throb when I talk about it tells me otherwise. And actually, while we're talking about that cock, just gonna... And that can't just be the Viagra talking. Oh, I'm sorry. I put a little something extra in your drink. Well, besides the drugs. I like to think of it as a little make me a daddy drink. Something to knock you out, and then the Viagra to make sure when you woke up you were ready to go. Pair that with the cookies packed with fertility drugs I gave you earlier. Fuck. You aren't ready for breeding. I knew a stud like you probably wouldn't need any of it, but we're on a mission here. And I need you at peak performance. Just like me. And now I'm just gonna climb up onto your lap. Can't you feel how wet I am? I'm practically already soaking your thighs. My cunt is so ready for you. Don't you want to make it yours? Still no? What if I just... I'll rub your cock head up and down my hot slit. Can you feel how fertile and slick I am? Oh, fuck. You're about to feel a whole lot more, whether you like it or not. We aren't gonna stop the fucking sessions until I'm sure I'm pregnant. Oh, God. I feel you getting harder and thicker as I run you up and down my cunt. Surely you agree it would feel so fucking good to sink inside of me? Oh, come on, darling. Who are we kidding? Me? Rape you? No, look at me. My sweet little sundress, my bright eyes, and my cute smile. Who do you think they're gonna believe? This doesn't have to be something ugly, you know. Haven't you ever wanted to come inside a woman bare? Condoms and birth controls, it's all just so unnatural. It'll be so much better when it's just the two of us, don't you think? Which won't be much longer if I have my way. Speaking of which, I am ready for you to fill me. Just rubbing you all over my cunt. I just need to pop the head inside. Yeah, babe. God, it feels so good. Tell me that doesn't feel good. You've waited for this, haven't you? To be chosen for a woman to hunger for you, to breed her. You're fapping. I'll take that as a yes. And slip you all the way in. Oh, fuck. Oh, darling. Oh, fuck. I knew it had to feel this good. Don't worry. I'll do all the work, honey. I'll grind your cum right out of you and I'll make you a baby with it. Oh, I love it when your cock twitches like that. Oh, I should mention, you're not the only one on fertility drugs. Oh, yeah, my ovaries are in tip-top shape. But why have one when you could have two or three? Oh, another cock twitch. Oh, was it the mention of multiples? Or do you just like the idea of being my breeding stud? That's all you could be, you know? A fucking breeding stud. A stiff cock to ride milk whenever I'm feeling fertile. But you could be so much more if you're good. So much more. Oh. A father, a daddy. I think you like that idea, don't you, daddy? Fuck. Yes, God, I need it. I need you. I need to pull out every fucking drop of cum you have for me. And I'll give you so much more back, babe. Oh, yes, yes, you can fuck this tight, hot pussy, but you get to feel me, breathe me. Oh, my body will change for you. It'll be your body, your little baby factory. Making a new life for you, being your little breeder. My tits growing big and heavy with milk. Oh, you'll taste it. We both will. And my belly. Oh, my belly will grow large with your babies. So fucking big, making men and women jealous. And my pregnant cunt. Oh, God. It'll be ruined for any other cock. It'll only want yours, stud. It'll want the cock that filled it so good. Oh, I want it so much. Oh, I need it. I need just hot, raw animal fucking with a bigger purpose. You deserve it, honey. You could give it to me. You'll be a great father, a perfect daddy. Oh, shit. I'm getting close. I don't want it to end. Oh, but I need your hot load to flood these waiting eggs, daddy. I can't wait any longer. I need to be a mommy. I need you to help me. Please, I know you need to be a father. You feel it. Oh, something primal and deep wants to fuck me full of your cum and stake ownership over me. Oh, do it, please. Come and give it to both of us, please. Oh, you deserve it so much, Daddy. I'm not gonna make you wait anymore. I'll take your reading. I picked you for a reason. You're ready. You're made to fuck me and give me your seed. And I was made to take it. I'm gonna take it. Fuck. That's it. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Oh, I'm coming. Oh. That was. Oh, fuck. How do you describe a life-changing moment like that? I'm absolutely exhausted. I think I'm just gonna lay here with you inside me. You should sleep too, Daddy. You just took on a whole new world of responsibilities, and we're gonna need you at your best.